Welcome to Daily Rosary Meditations with Dr. Mike Scherslick, where you learn how to meditate and establish a daily habit of prayer while discovering the truths of the Catholic faith. Is there someone you know that could benefit from daily prayer? Share this meditation with them.
Welcome to our Daily Rosary Meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Jesus came to found the Catholic Church, and it's identified by four distinguishing marks that we profess in the Creed, that it's one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. Today, we reflect on the way the Church is one. However, many of us forget that the Church isn't just composed of those on earth. The Church is made up of those on earth, in purgatory, and the saints in heaven. Now, those of us here on earth are the Church militant because we're supposed to be fighting a war against three enemies. The world, meaning against the temptations that come from others. The flesh, we should fight against the temptations that come from within ourselves. And we need to fight against the temptations that come from the devil. This is why we're here. To fight. And as Fulton Sheen would say, God hates peace in those whom he has destined for war. And Christ himself said, I came not to bring peace but the sword. And St. Paul told the Christians to put on the armor of God. This is the battlefield, and it's happening right now. But the battle doesn't last long. And it's our only real chance to distinguish ourselves, to contribute, to aid the cause. After the battle, there are only three kinds of people. The traitors, who fight on the wrong side. The cowards, who don't do much, even though they don't change sides. And then there are the heroes. The hero goes straight to heaven. The traitor goes straight to hell. But a coward goes to purgatory. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The church in purgatory consists of those souls who are in rehab because they didn't fight as hard as they could, and they allowed themselves and others to be wounded by sin. Most of us don't risk our lives in battle. We get involved in a few skirmishes, but we don't abandon ourselves to the cause. We hang back where there isn't as much danger, where it's not as rough. So we go to purgatory, where we have to go through two torments. First, we have to detox from our sin. We'll never be happy until we're freed from our addictions, and if it hurts to go through detox for something our body is addicted to, think how much worse it will be to detox from what our soul is addicted to, like pride and resentment and vanity and self-will, self-importance, complaining. And that will be painful. But worse than that is the pain of loss, of missed opportunity. You're going to see all the people you could have helped to heaven, all the poor, sad people you could have so easily been generous towards. You're going to see all the ways you could have made the world a better place, but it's too late now. You had your chance to be loving to your families, your kids, your friends, or just needy people who could have benefited so much from a little time with you. And if you had just taken the opportunities God had given you, everyone would have been so much better off, and you could have been with God now. Trust me, we don't want to spend a minute in purgatory. Take the opportunities God offers you now to serve Him, to serve others, to accept the things you did not choose, do not like, and cannot change, and become holy and fit for heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The church triumphant consists of the heroes in heaven, those who have passed through all their purification, whether on earth or in purgatory, and those who have been made perfect, celebrating the victory of God and all good men and women. For them, the battle is over, and we won. One day, the only church will be the church triumphant. Purgatory and earth will be over, and we will all, God willing, be among the victors, reigning with the angels. But until then, how do these three branches of the church relate? How are heaven and purgatory and earth connected? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, Protestants always want to know why Catholics do so much with the saints. Why do we honor the saints? Why do we pray to the saints? And Catholics say to Protestants, don't you guys ask your friends to pray for you? And the Protestants say, well, yeah, sure, but that's different. And we say, no, it's not. Christ conquered death. What that means is that death is no longer an obstacle to love or to friendship. Death unites us to Christ, and union with Christ enhances our ability to love and to serve our neighbor. That's why when saints like Therese or St. Maximilian Kolbe were on their deathbed, or for me, particularly moving when Maximilian Kolbe was arrested and the Nazis were taking him away, he turned back to the brothers and he said, "Don't be sad. When I was here on earth, I could only help you with one hand while I clung to Jesus with the other. But when I'm in heaven, I can help you with two hands." So the saints aren't separated from us. There's an even closer bond of friendship, and they can do even more for us from heaven. That's why we say, "O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?" Because death unites us more with Christ, and therefore it unites us all the more with each other. In Jesus, death does not separate us from our friends. It actually unites us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We can't forget to help our family and friends who might be in purgatory. Listen to what Saint Faustina writes. One night, a sister who had died 2 months previously came to me. I saw her in a terrible condition, all in flames, with her face painfully distorted. This lasted only a short time, and then she disappeared. A shudder went through my soul because I did not know whether she was suffering in purgatory or in hell. Nevertheless, I redoubled my prayer for her. The next night she came again, but I saw her in an even more horrible state, in the midst of flames, which were even more intense, and despair was written all over her face. Despite this, I kept on praying. After some time, she came back again to me during the night, but already her appearance had changed. There were no longer any flames, as there had been before, and her face was radiant, her eyes beaming with joy. She told me that I had a true love for my neighbor, and that many other souls had profited from my prayers. And she urged me not to cease praying for the souls in purgatory, and she added that she herself would not remain there much longer. Then one evening, that same sister appeared to me a last time. The first time I saw her, she had been in great suffering, and then gradually these sufferings had diminished. But this time, she was radiant with happiness, and she told me she was already in heaven. Then she came closer to me, embraced me sincerely, and said, "I must go now." Then, Faustina writes, I understood how closely the three stages of a soul's life are bound together, that is to say, life on earth, in purgatory, and in heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You know, Teresa, every meditation should end with a resolution, something simple, concrete, practical to remember and do that day, flowing from our meditation. What do you think might be a good little meditation or a resolution coming from this meditation?
Well, this is a strong one because it's obviously the power of our loved ones, especially those who have passed, is so great that we shouldn't fail to utilize it. But you can't just say, well, think of them more, because you could say that about a lot of things. But a daily habit that I really appreciate, that my friends slowly peer pressured me into doing, and I'm really grateful for it, is at the end of our prayer before our meals, we say, may the souls of the faithfully departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. And it's not much, but I really do think about them before every single meal, and I think that's really, it's a good small place to start.
I have a confession to make.
Yeah.
I do not pray that prayer. I love daily Mass, and in Mass, we pray for the dead.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think I need to take this as a resolution because, you know, it might surprise you, but I eat 3 times a day. So to start a habit, it's helpful to connect it to a routine mm-hmm. that you already do.
Yeah.
So what it is great wisdom to pray for souls in purgatory, especially the people we know that have passed away, to pray for them at the end of our meal prayer with that simple little prayer. May the souls of the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. So simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you're saying this, it actually reminds me or makes me think that this is a good way of evangelization as well.
It really is. We did this with the same Protestant friends that we always have dinner with. We do that prayer and I'm like, this is a little dark, a little strong for you're having a nice little dinner party with someone and you're like, all right, let's talk about the dead for a little bit.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great little way to evangelize.
Yeah, it really is.
Drop those seeds of Catholicism everywhere. But I also, this meditation made me think about the saints.
Mm-hmm.
That these ought to be some of our closest friends.
Yeah.
Who would you say, what saints are you closest to that you actually have a relationship with?
Easily St. Jude. St. Jude has always been like my closest friend. We're so tight.
Why? Why St. Jude?
We met in a great way because there was this little like token I found somewhere. It was like a little like St. Jude miraculous, not miraculous medal, just like a medal, obviously. Somewhere around the house, just not on a chain or anything, just something like I picked up on like off the floor. And I was like, Mom, what is this? And she was like, oh, that's St. Jude. He's the patron saint of hopeless cases. And I like had lost like my favorite stuffed animal or something. I was really little. I was really, really young when this happened. And I just sat down and I made up a prayer because I was like, I don't know who this guy is. I have no idea what to say to him. And I said a bunch of random stuff like, I'll never forget this. Like, you'll always be like, you know, I'll always remember how you helped me in this, if you helped me find this. I'm sure many people might confuse you with the name like Judas, things yeah. like that. I said a lot of very specific things. And then when I finally looked up his actual prayer, I had essentially paraphrased the whole prayer, including there are some prayers that specifically say like his name tainted by the name of the traitor
yeah.
And things like that. But I just knew we were already tight and he has never failed me.
And you had a profound experience with Jude and his first class relic.
Yeah. We got to see a piece of his arm bone, I think, at the St. Lawrence Center.
Traveling around the world, it came to KU, and uh-huh. you got to reverence the arm of St. Jude.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Who else would you say are...
I think, obviously, my namesakes I'm very, very close with. Every Teresa, Therese that you can find under the sun.
Yeah, you get all three.
I get all three and Faustina. But I found that when we've gone to like, when we traveled, obviously sitting or specifically kneeling in front of that image of her in the chapel where she used to pray in her convent.
In Poland, yeah.
In Poland, I just started crying. Just her presence was so real to me. And I felt the same way when we were in France and we were in a little chapel. And one of the little sisters of the Lamb came up and said, oh, did you see Thérèse of Lisieux prayed here? And I literally turned around and I just started bawling my eyes wow. out. No thoughts in my head. Just like the nearness of them, how close they are to us was so felt.
This is a very important point that you're making. The closeness of the saints.
Yeah.
If we develop an awareness of their presence
mm-hmm.
by having a friendship with them. Because they won't impose themselves upon
yeah.
us, but they're there like just on the other side of a very, very thin veil.
Mm-hmm. And they want to be invited.
They want to be invited. They want to be involved. I think my favorites are for sure. Well, first of all, the Mother of God.
Yeah.
Because she keeps me close to her side because I get in trouble.
Aw.
But... definitely St. Maximilian Kolbe.
Yep.
St. Faustina. I'm growing in a friendship with Blessed Pauline Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
And I love St. Louis de Montfort. And I try to have a biography on a saint with me at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Because it helps me. It encourages me. They reprove me. But also, then we grow in a deeper friendship together. And if I always have a life of a saint, a biography of a saint, a book close at hand, it saves me from scrolling on the internet.
You've always got to have a good book on hand, especially someone like that. Keep you out of trouble.
Such a great remedy. And we shouldn't forget our guardian angel.
Yeah. I always pray to my guardian angel when I get in the car.
So do you know where that little medal to St. Jude?
I don't. I have no idea. You know what? I'll have to pray to St. Jude to find it.
You don't have to.
Do you know where it is?
I have it.
Where is it?
It's in my chapel.
I want it.
I would be happy to give St. Jude back to you.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we have to pray to St. Anthony to find other saints. There was a little sister of the poor, Mother Josephine, who gave me a little pocket statue of St. Joseph.
Uh-huh.
She said, St. Joseph will take care of everything for you.
Yeah.
And when I would lose that little pocket statue of St. Joseph, I would pray to St. Anthony to find St. Joseph. Let's become friends with the saints in heaven. And let's not forget to pray for the souls in purgatory. I want to invite you to come with me for a deep encounter with Jesus and Mary in the Holy Land this June 7th through the 17th, 2023. Going to the land of Jesus will transform your experience of Mass, reading the Bible and praying the Rosary, because you'll see it with your own eyes. But this is not a vacation. This is a deep immersion in the life of Jesus and Mary. Now you can fly from anywhere in the world. For more information, see our website, schooloffaith.com, or contact us at trinitytravel@schooloffaith.com.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.